talking
on 01782 208 008.
01782 208 008.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Emma's on the line in Blurton. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Morning. What do you think about this, then?
Well, I don't know exactly what the rules are today. I mean, I know a couple of years ago we found out, and it was put on your programme, that 333 is put on patients' notes when they decide to let them die. That's just... I didn't ring up for that, but that happened then, 2 years ago. I don't know if it still happens now. My story is nothing compared to the other ladies who've just been on. 30 years ago, I had the choice of whether to let my husband die on the operating table or give him 18 months to live. Now, he wasn't given the choice, I was given the choice. And it's not a hard one to take when you're faced with that. You just take the life, you know?
Mm.
You don't say, oh yes, you know, go on and operate. You just take the life. And I don't know what they do now. I think they tell the patients, don't they, now? I think the patients are told all the facts.
How was this subject broached with you, though, Emma? What did the doctor actually say?
Well, it was at the London Cottage Hospital. He saw me, and my husband was with me in the waiting room. And I went to see him, and he just gave me the choice. He told me the story, and that was the choice I had. You know, I've got three little children, so it was a hard decision. I just took the life, you know. But
was your husband in a position to make that decision for himself?
Yes, he was, yes. It was never told to him. I was asked, did I want him told, and I said no. And that was the way I carried on for 19 months, lying, as I hope, you know.
But he
suffered a lot towards the end, and I wondered if I'd done the right thing.
I was just going to ask, did you yeah. feel you made the right decision?
Well, towards the end, no, I didn't. But I'd still have done it, you know? I mean, you just don't say, oh yes, let him be operated on. I know he's going to die. Arrange the funeral. You don't do that, do you? Well, I didn't.
Can I just say, Emma, The only reason you feel you made the wrong decision at the end was because you weren't getting and he wasn't getting all the care and all the medical support.
No, that's right. I did it all myself. I never had any help at all 30 years ago. Nothing.
Well, all I can say is... Well done, girl.
You know, it was very hard.
Not easy at all.
No.
Well done.
Yeah, and you.
Emma, thanks for your call this morning.
Okay, right.
Good
bye.
To talk to you. Bye-bye now. 01782 208 008 is the number. If you want to put a question to Jill, you can. More than happy to take questions this morning and comments. 01782 208 008. We'll break for a piece of music from Jerry Rafferty and then more of your comments.